Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell you how your friend got in touch with me. He just called like anybody else would. He just called. Called regular, like listened to my code line, and after the beep, he left me a message, and I just sent it to you. That's no big deal. All right. Some things you should know about when you're listening to a message. Okay, if you press zero, you'll hear some options. It'll say hit 1 for, hit 2 for, hit 3 for, or whatever, you know, whatever that particular key does. If you hit it again, it'll tell you what 3, 4, 5, and 6 does. And if you hit it again, it'll tell you what 7, 8, and 9 does. Because they each do something while you're listening to a message. This way you can record the codes and you can back up and shit. All right, you press 1, 1 to go back to the beginning of a message. Press 1 just to go back 10 seconds of the message. That's helpful if you like listening to a code and you want to rewrite it because you didn't get it all. Press 2 to pause. It just says pause and it waits and waits and waits. It says pause again and waits and waits and waits until you press 2 again. Press 3 to go fast forward about 10 seconds of the message. Then press 3, 3 to go all the way to the end. I forget what 4, 5, and 6 does because I haven't used them in a while. I know 7 lowers the volume. 8 puts it, I think, about the middle volume. I'm not really sure. I forget. And 9 raises the volume of the messages. And don't worry, dude. I can hear you fine. No problem. You know, because I have a good phone here and it's really crystal clear reception. So that's pretty cool. Don't worry about that, you know, and I'll talk to you later, and I'm going to have to check your box, see if I can't change the passcode, or figure out how to change the passcode for you. I'll let you know if I figure it out. All right, dude? All right. Slate.
Today at 1:11 p.m. to replay...